Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. I'm Brandy Tamman, joined now by Atchison County football coach. That is Cody Tettmeyer. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Obviously, Pleasant Ridge, the opponent for week two. We'll get Coach's thoughts on that in a moment. But defending champs in the league, you saw in week one last week, Coach, Jackson Heights, 32-7. Cobras get the win. Certainly a tale of two halves, but take us back to last week and what you took away from that game.
You know, first, got to give a shout out to Jackson Heights. You know, they're kind of exactly what we thought they were, just a well-oiled machine. They know what's going on. They do a good job. So shout out to them. You know, obviously the score does not show what the game was. I think it was, you know, 12-7 at halftime, 18-7, I think, at the end of the third quarter. So it was a heck of a battle, and we just couldn't put the ball in the end zone. You know, I thought our offense had a lot of success until, you know, we'd make a silly little mistake, a false start or a bad snap or whatever, and then kind of get backed up and just wouldn't recover from it. So there was a lot of good things. I thought our offensive line looked much better than it did in the Jamboree. And, you know, the boys ran the ball hard, and it just kind of just didn't work out where we couldn't find the end zone.
Yeah, just kind of expand maybe on the defense. You talk about Jackson Heights, the well-oiled machine, and certainly losing a lot from last year, but they're going to be right in the mix towards the top of the league. I think we both can agree on that. But, you know, the defense held for three strong quarters, and it just kind of fell off in, you know, the latter part there in the fourth quarter. But defensive effort, again, I think you can build a lot off that going into week two.
Yeah, I don't want to make any excuses. We kind of later in the game, you know, we had a couple, especially seniors, go down, cramps or, you know, little bumps or injuries here. And you know, once that kind of started happening, we started getting tired, and that just kind of, it just kind of all came together. And obviously Jackson Heights took advantage of it. Eisenbarth kid's a friggin' stud. He runs hard. He's so quick. He's slippery. He's tough to tackle. And you know, we didn't wrap up very well, and then he got loose a few times.
Yeah, one of the many good running backs, certainly in the Northeast Kansas League here in 2026. And, you know, certainly the weather's cooling off this week. I mean, just getting back into a more kind of, you know, casual routine. I mean, just going back to kind of a normal routine is what I meant to say here this week compared to last, where we had the heat and the game changes and all that. Just how nice is it going into a game week, just kind of a more normal schedule?
Yeah, it kind of that definitely kind of gets you. You know, we had morning practice twice last week. We had a late practice once, and I mean that just kind of throws everything off. We did have a morning practice this week, early in the week, and even a late practice on Monday on Labor Day, but back to, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, regular days, Friday, obviously regular games. So I think that'll help the boys just kind of. There was a lot of wait time on Friday before the game. Last Friday before the game, just kind of downtime. We didn't really, even though it was a half hour, it just kind of threw everything off. So we're excited to get back to 7:00, get back to regular time, and get after it this week.
Couple more minutes with Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer, getting you set for week two on Friday night. Coach, you get a Pleasant Ridge team here at home. They looked very good against Valley Falls in their opener, 52-0. Of course, 2 years ago, they went winless. They won three games a year ago. So Coach Foster appears to have this Rams team going in the right direction, and obviously a good start for them last week. What'd you see on the film? What stands out about P. Ridge going into the matchup this week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, they're going in the right direction. They're getting things figured out. We knew they were really young last year, so we knew they were going to be improved this year. You know, they got some good size. They got some big guys up front. They get off the ball pretty well. Again, quarterback's a little left-handed kid. He has a pretty good arm on him. He can roll out really. I mean, a couple plays on film. You know, he's rolling out. He's making the right throws, making the right decisions. You know, the running back is I wouldn't say he's Eisenbarth, but the kid runs hard. He gets downhill. He's pretty quick. So. They're doing a lot of right things, and we're going to have to get our little mistakes figured out and play well this week.
What's the biggest difference you're going to see schematically with Pleasant Ridge this week compared to what you saw last week with Jackson Heights?
You know, just watching the one game, which is tough to tell when you only have the one game to go from, but I think it's a lot. You know, Jackson Heights wanted to get the ball to Eisenbarth. They did a good job with it. I think it's very similar that Pleasant Ridge wants to get the ball to their running back and go with it. So I don't see a lot of difference. Maybe a little bigger on the offensive and defensive line, but we're just kind of taking it like we did last week. So we got to control what we can control and take care of our job.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys and what you want to see from your team tomorrow night.
You know, obviously, we got to tackle better. You know, with a quick little running back, we got to wrap up. We got to tackle better. We got to find the ball better on the defensive side. Offensively, we just got to go finish drives. We can't have those silly mistakes. We can't have a missed block here, missed block there. We can't have the I think we had two interceptions, which I'm not upset about. Those happened, but the one exchange in the backfield where we fumbled it, that was a killer. And we just can't make those little mistakes. We got to be a little more focused and take care of our each individual job and go take care of business.
There it is. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here. Week two, Coach's Insight, Pleasant Ridge at Atchison County tomorrow night, week two in the Northeast Kansas League. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Go Tigers.